Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget you can also subscribe to my blog. You know how that works, that RSS technology. And so I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget all the things you can do at our website. And it's all free just for you, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. Adrienne Guillermo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You remember Adrienne. She was with us earlier in the year. She is the CEO of Diversity Partners, and she works with the disabled and the disadvantaged. She helps them put their best foot forward and get a leg up in the marketplace, and has taken that dream, that the idea of helping these folks, and turned it into a business that is good for everybody, including their customers. And she's our friend. Adrienne, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. And I'm so proud of, as I've said before, Adrienne, I'm so proud of the work that you do. And I don't do a very good job. I'm not doing a very good job of explaining exactly what you do. And I would like for you to take a couple of minutes and tell the audience a little bit about Diversity Partners.
Okay. Well, Diversity Partners Global, we just changed our name and because we're starting to reach out to the world. Basically teaches corporate America that there are 56 million people with disabilities out there, and that when they're going to make a new product, that they think of these people, that we have to take care of everybody. It's a concept that we've coined. It's called universal marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're thinking of a product, you need to think of everybody. Whether you're old or young or big or small, in a wheelchair, blind, deaf, that everybody is thought of. And
so you're saying when you conceive of a product, when you conceive of something that you're going to sell, think of it in more of a universal way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And, you know,
but it helps
the corporation with a new market. It helps them with new customers.
Right. Now that's one of the things that you're trying to get done. But over the last several years, you've done some things. You've grown your business by helping the disadvantaged and the disabled. You've given them jobs, and you helped them to have a place in the marketplace, haven't you?
Yes. You know, the other thing that in the background, what we do think of is the fact that if corporate America is selling this product, that why not hire the person that knows how to sell it?
Right.
And it just works both ways. There is a very large unemployment rate in the disability community for people who want to work. And
I know that this might seem like a duh question, but tell us why you think it is that the disabled are have such a high unemployment rate. I mean, is obviously a lot of people would say, well, it's, you know, it's because maybe some of them aren't employable, and I guess that's the case, but there are other reasons, aren't there?
I think it's a lot of fear. I think it's just fear, and I also believe that there's a, you know, misnomer out there that it will be too expensive to employ them, that they need to change the whole, you know, place to employ them. And, I mean, these people know how to get along without certain things that all of us, take advantage of. And they're more adaptable than any employees.
Well,
the chairman of Bear Stearns, Ace Greenberg, it talks about the fact that the day after the World Trade Center, the day after the big strike at Bear Stearns, the day after a snowstorm, the employees that show up are the people with disabilities.
Right.
He's actually increased his employment rate of people with disabilities.
Well, one of the things to, you know, let's walk through for a moment just what happens. And by the way, this is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And and so that's one of the reasons why we've got Adrienne on, besides the fact that she's a really cool lady. Adrienne, the thing that, you know, if we just sort of walk through the process that, say, for example, that a small business owner goes through in hiring a new employee. Let's say I'm looking for a receptionist. And that means this person's not going to have to lift anything. They're not going to have to go anywhere. They can basically sit at a desk and do their job. All they got to do is get to work and do their job. So that could be a disabled person. But I'm a small business owner. I'm looking for a receptionist. And so I start looking around. Or people come by. Maybe people have been dropping by my office and leaving resumes. And so I'm looking at these resumes. Well, maybe no disadvantaged or disabled person comes by and asks me to go to work. How do I mean, what needs to happen for me to think, why don't I look for a disabled person, or why should I, and where should I look for these people?
Well, there are plenty of employment agencies online that outreach to people with disabilities. What I think that, you know, if a person does come by, or if you know of a person, I can promise you this, that you'll probably end up with one of your most devoted employees, most well-groomed and devoted employees that you'll ever have.
I believe that. And one of the reasons I believe you is because I actually know people who fit the category that we're talking about. They have disabilities of one kind or another, and they've been, some of them I know have been on their job for dozens of years. In fact, one friend of mine just retired, and he had polio in the 50s. He just retired after something like 40 something years as the bookkeeper of this one company.
Well,
and
that, he would
listen
devotion.
For all those years. He was basically, you know, I mean, he was the one of the rocks, one of the anchors of that organization through thick and thin. I never heard of him not showing up for work, not one day, even when he was sick.
My grandfather.
And this was a big guy on crutches. I mean, he had no use of his legs at all.
That's just like, you know, my grandparents and the people that work for me. And these are people that understand how precious employment is. And they're out there. And
when we come back, though, I want you to talk to us a little bit about how we can become a little more aware of these folks and how we find them. Because remember, Adrienne, it's tough running a small business, too, and sometimes we don't have all the time in the world to hunt folks down. We're used to them coming to us. We're going to talk about that with Adrienne Guillermo right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Adrienne Guillermo, one of the people that I admire very much, ladies and gentlemen. She does such a great job. Adrienne, quickly, you have a disability story in your family, don't you? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I was raised in a culture that you know was much different than most people. My grandparents were deaf. And there is an actual culture in the deaf community, and being a hearing person in a deaf culture was very unusual. Mm. Every holiday, every wedding, every celebration, even funerals, everything was done in the sign language.
Mm.
It's a beautiful language, and communication was done through body language and through gestures and. Very affectionate family. I got to tell you, the truth.
So you were bilingual early on, weren't you?
Yes, I the sign language I knew since I was about 5 or 6 years old. I didn't think anything of it. It's funny when you see kids who have Italian grandmothers or Spanish grandmothers. They understand their grandmothers. They don't always speak the language,
right?
But they understand them. So when I'm with a group of deaf people, I understand everything going on. Eventually, I learned how to speak back quickly, but it's something that is just, you know, you're raised with.
You know, I wonder if Italians are more adept at sign language than others. If you watch them speak, you realize that they could probably pick that up pretty quickly, couldn't they?
It's almost truthful what you're saying. It's the language of gestures. Yes.
By the way, folks, this is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and that's one of the reasons, and we're going to be talking about this, we're going to continue to talk about this during the month, and Adrienne is the CEO and the founder of Diversity Partners Global, and she's one of the people who works hardest around the world to help disabled and disadvantaged people become hired and become productive and to find the happiness that they deserve. Adrienne, quickly, the FAA, you're working on something with the FAA. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, I'd like to reach out to your listeners. If they have any ideas, the Federal Aviation Administration and the Department of Transportation have now hired Diversity Partners Global to do a symposium for their people, which means the airports, the airlines, the hospitality industry, to teach them and educate them on the needs and the market of people with disabilities, how to reach out to them. And there are so necessity is the mother of invention. And there are so many people out there that have invented comforts for people with disabilities that I don't know about. And I very much would like to hear from these people and let them present these ideas
to
some major corporations.
And so you're going to be heading up this symposium, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to be heading up the symposium. It's in Baltimore, Maryland. It's going to be on every year.
When?
And it's December 12th to the 14th of
this year. In Baltimore, Maryland. Give us a website.
If you go to www.AAAE.org, that's the American Association of Airport Executives, .org.
AAAE.org, all right. Now, give us your website. Give us your website, Adrienne.
My website is www.diversitypartners.com.
Okay.
And either way, please contact us. You can contact me at diversitypartners@AOL.com. And please let me know your ideas, and I'll get you in front of these large corporations.
All right. Adrienne, before we got a couple of minutes left, and I want to make sure we come back to this thing. I've got people out there listening who want to hire somebody today. This week, this month, they're going to hire a new person, and I'd like for them to consider a disadvantaged or disabled person. What's the first step to take? Where do we find these folks?
Well, you know something, again, and any of your employment agencies that you're dealing with to begin with, have clients who are disabled that are looking for jobs. If you go to any of these websites and if you request this, there are people out there. There's an organization called Just One Break that Eleanor Roosevelt founded
mm-hmm.
on behalf of her husband.
You got a website?
For Just One Break, if you just go into and look up Just One Break
under Google, go to Google them. That'll get you.
They only look for employment for people with disabilities.
Well, see, the thing about it, Adrienne, small business owners are wonderful people, and they don't discriminate. They'd hire a disabled or a disadvantaged person in a New York minute, but they're not in front of us, and we don't always have time to find them. And so what we need to do is we need to help them. We need to put those options and where these people are a little bit higher in their consciousness, a little bit easier to find. We need to do that.
I agree with you on that. And again, every mayor's office in your town is now doing career fairs,
right?
And opening up the door for these people. And it's not easy to always look for that right employee. The Department of Labor is also doing, seeking job fairs.
I have to wrap it up, but there also are tax advantages in it too, isn't there?
Yes, there's a program called Ticket to Work Week that has advantages.
And there can be some tax advantages as well. Hey, Adrienne, thank you for being here. Congratulations on all the great things that you're doing. I'm very proud of you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Adrienne Guillermo, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back, I promise. 29 after. I'll be right back with Governor Jim Gilmore. The show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.